This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
And the pitch, a swing and a drive into left center field. That's hit well. Bradley back at the wall. It's gone! Joe Mauer, a 1-2 count with a walk-off homer in the ninth. Twins win 4-3.
Corey Provis on the call. Another highlight from Joe Mauer's great career. Twins and Sox tonight. It is Joe Mauer Day. And our coverage brought to you by our friends at Miller Marine and Power Lodge. Big thanks to Jonathan Loback and the studios putting together all the highlights and all the audio today. And a big thanks to all the folks who have stopped by to visit with us, including Joe Schmidt from Channel 5. Joe, good to see you again. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Steve, always a pleasure, and I always like to hear your golden tones on the weekend.
Well, thank you. And likewise, doing the sports on Channel 5. I know you were there.
Yes.
You left. You came back, and I'm glad you came back, Joe.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been outstanding. And, to come back and be part of this Joe Mauer thing was pretty fun, too. Yeah, just I was talking to you off the air. I interviewed Joe when he was a sophomore in high school. And then a couple weeks ago, we're in Cooperstown watching him go in the Hall of Fame. And I had the feeling that I saw a lot of Twins fans have out there, Steve. Everybody kind of felt like Joe's our own. Because he's a St. Paul kid, local kid. And we all felt like it was more personal than it was just as a fan to a typical baseball player.
And it is such a rarity. I brought it up with David St. Peter earlier in the day that one player spends his entire career with one team, whatever the sport. And he had mentioned Tony Oliva and Kirby Puckett are the other two Hall of Famers that spent their entire career in Twins uniforms. And, of course, no Joe Mauer.
But add to that, he grew up in St. Paul.
Right.
You add that to it. And then on top of it, if you look at it, Steve, how many number one picks in the draft become Hall of Famers? Not that many. You would think the numbers would be higher, but that tells you just how hard it is to be in that 1% to make the Hall of Fame.
And it speaks to what played into Joe's career, and there was a lot of pressure. And we got into that a little bit off the air. There was a lot, Twins fans, well, you know, he got that big contract, and, you know, Joe's making all this money and is that number one pick. And playing in his hometown, if he would have gone somewhere else, maybe fans would have just taken it, hey, he had a great career. But there was always so many expectations on Joe Mauer.
Well, and you think about that kind of pressure from, you know, handling family and friends and ticket requests and autographs. And, you know, I've gotten to know Joe a lot, probably a lot better since his career is over, but the demands on his time are just amazing. And Joe is such a nice guy, he says yes. So he has to have some protection around him because otherwise he would never have time for his family or friends. But the pressure would have to be just immense. And an interesting story, and I was talking to his mom, Teresa, and she was saying how she got all upset over something somebody said in the radio, and Joe went to her and said, why are you listening to that? Don't even put it on your dial. Because Joe was smart enough to realize that he's human, it would have bothered him, so he didn't listen. He just blocked all that stuff out.
And went about it, and first ballot Hall of Famer. Quite an honor. It's not easy. It's not easy to get into that Hall of Fame. And you've been there before, Joe, yeah, covering other Twins who have been in the Hall of Fame. It is really something.
Yeah, it was my fourth time, and you know what? I still got goosebumps this year, and I was really kind of happy about that because, you know, when you're in the business a long time, you know, you sat a lot of ball games, interviewed a lot of athletes. You know, sometimes, you know, the thrill wears off just a little bit. But when something like that happens, it was still very special and was just a joy to cover.
Now, I know you did a book with Joe, The Right Thing to Do, the Joe Mauer story. And the timing of this is really good because it came out earlier this year, kind of around the time Joe got the call to the Hall of Fame. Timing is everything, Joe, and it sure worked out. well on this project.
Yeah, this isn't my first rodeo, Steve. you know, it was funny because the publisher, this is a children's book, and it's a great book on values like kindness and inclusivity. And in any way, the publisher was pushing for us to put it out at Christmas. I knew that in late January, Joe was going to get the vote for the Hall of Fame. I knew it would be close. So we released the book 1 week before he made the Hall of Fame. So everybody wanted to interview Joe. Joe was really good. We did a one-day media tour on pretty much all the stations, all the outlets in Minnesota. And we got a lot of publicity, and everybody asked Joe about the Hall of Fame. And when he made the Hall of Fame by 3 votes, I would have been the second happiest guy in the world.
It is. How did it come together? How did all of this, because it didn't happen overnight.
No.
It's a beautiful book.
Thank you. And so what happened is I had heard about this story with Joe a long time ago. And as you know, Steve, I do a lot of business keynote speaking. And one of the things I talk about is people making an impact. Well, I thought this story was so good because Joe had an impact on Mike, this young blind student who sat by himself at lunch every day, and Joe invited him to sit down at the table. But then I talked to 6 guys who sat at the table and the impact it had on them. And all these great things that have happened because of this one random small act of kindness. So I tell this story in my keynotes. I've written it in my first book, Silent Impact. And anyway, my publisher comes to me, you have to write a children's book. I said, what am I going to write a children's book for? I raised 3 kids, and if I didn't have my wife, they'd all be in jail if they followed me. Anyway, I got together with Joe and Maddie, and Joe did not want to co-author it because Joe did not want to be the hero of the book. You know, why would I write a story about me doing something nice? And I said, but he was very sincere on this can start conversations with people. He goes, is there a way we can donate to charity? I said, let's make 100% of the proceeds go to 2 charities. Joe's favorite charity, the Highland Friendship Club in St. Paul, which is an amazing charity, and another charity that started because of this story called Thumbs Up for Mental Health, which helps kids battling mental health issues in high school and self-esteem and things like that. So anyway, it just fell together magically. We got this amazing artist by the name of Kevin Cannon from Minnesota. He dropped everything to put this on the front burner, and it came out. We also have been able to donate books to 500 schools in Minnesota, and I'm getting letters and emails from teachers and principals saying, this is great. You know, this, we talk about values. We talk about kindness. You know, we talk about compassion. Things that sometimes you don't talk about in schools. So the rewards and the impact have been just fantastic.
Yeah, it is beautiful, and it is available.
Yeah,
wherever you buy books.
Yeah, joemauerbook.com is probably the best place to get it because that way the charities get the most money because we're trying to raise, you know, and we've raised a lot of money. We've sold over 13,000 books so far. It's available in the pro shop here at Target Field and a lot of independent bookstores, and you can find it on Amazon too. But it's been good, and having Joe and Maddie behind it has been really rewarding too.
Yeah, it is wonderful, and a great day here at the ballpark. And the thing about the story is, and really what makes Joe's story so unique in Joe Mauer is this is, you know, he's such a great guy. You know, I think sometimes we have these ideas of who pro athletes are. I mean, I got to know his mom and dad through charitable functions once upon a time, and they're very common, decent, humble people.
Well, you said the right word, humble, and I said this, and Steve, you've been here 27 years. I came here at 85, and I said, I've interviewed them all. You know, you name a star or something in the time, and I said, Joe is the humblest superstar I have ever met, and I think you'd probably have to agree with it too, just in your experience, and it's real. There's nothing phony about it. He thinks of other people first, and this book is a prime example. There's another story in the book about how when they would pick teams, you know, kids get together and pick teams, Joe would always pick the kid who would get picked last first. You know, just, I mean, that's thinking on another level at that age. And so it's always been there. It's part of his DNA.
Well, Joe, thanks for stopping by. Good to see you. Once again, the book, The Right Thing to Do, The Joe Mauer Story, written by Joe Schmidt, forward by Joe Mauer. And Joe's going to be honored before the game. A year ago, Twins Hall of Fame. This year, Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. Good run for him.
And Steve, just so you know, there are no big words in it. I think you'll be able to get through it.
Yeah, I hope so. The key is a lot of pictures.
And beautiful ones.
Yeah, thanks a lot. There he is, Joe Schmidt, Channel 5, joining us here at Target Field. Once again, it is Joe Maurer night. A big thanks to Miller Marine and Power Lodge. Big thanks to Jonathan Lohr, our producer in the studio. We will come back. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, Josh Rawich, the president of the Hall of Fame, will join us here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It is a great night for a ball game here at Target Field. Twins and White Sox, game two of the three-game set. Bailey Ober on the mound. It is Joe Maurer night, and our coverage brought to you by Miller Marine and Power Lodge. And Josh Rawich, president of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, is here at the ballpark tonight. Josh, good to meet you, and welcome to Target Field. You've probably been here before.
Sure. It's a pretty amazing place, though, and to actually watch right now as Joe's giving his speech up on the big screen board is pretty cool to be back here for a night like tonight.
It's got to be a whirlwind every year, and this is your third year at the helm as president, getting ready for that big weekend when all the Hall of Famers come to town and the new inductees take their spot in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible effort from a town that only has 1,600 people, and all these people whose jobs are normally running a museum, somehow we bring in 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people, and all the trains are going in various directions, but we had an amazing time, and I think there were plenty of Minnesotans who had a tremendous weekend out there.
Yeah, it is a wonderful setting, and it sounds like there were a lot of Minnesotans there, that Twins fans were very well represented. It was a great weekend at Cooperstown.
Yeah, you know, every time Joe mentioned the Twins or Minnesota or St. Paul in his speech, you just heard a roar go up, and I think that probably, if I had to guess, was the largest contingent of fans, so we appreciate that you guys traveled well, and if you didn't make it, hopefully you make it out there to see us again soon.
Yeah, and Twins president Dave St. Peter joined us earlier in the show today and said that of former Hall of Famers, the former Twins were very well represented in Cooperstown. And that's got to be such a joy, being the president of that Hall of Fame, but seeing all those former Hall of Famers come back and getting to see them and see them interact has just got to be a joy as a fan of the game.
Oh, of course. I mean, if you grow up As a fan like any of us do, to have 50, 60 living Hall of Famers, we would have had probably five or six more who got caught up in the travel issues that the IT shutdown caused. But the Twins party on Saturday night, as I'm sure Dave said, you had 10 living Twins Hall of Famers on stage together, all saluting Joe. And it's crazy. How I think they might be one of the two teams of the most living Hall of Famers out there, and they were all there to pay their respects.
One of the great features of tonight's Joe Mauer night here at Target Field is not only that the first 10,000 fans got a replica Hall of Fame plaque, but the Hall of Fame plaque is here in the ballpark. Tell us more. Is this relatively new, traveling the plaques around and letting the fans take photos and see those?
Yeah, certainly relatively new in the history of the Hall. We've been doing it probably about 15 to 20 years where, and it doesn't happen very often. If I had to guess, this might be the only time that Joe's plaque comes off the wall because he only played for one team. So what we tend to do is after a guy gets inducted, we will offer them the opportunity to bring the plaque to their hometown or to the town where they played, because we know a lot of people here couldn't make the trip to Cooperstown, and this is our way of not only giving them a little taste of what it's like, but hopefully getting people to want to come up and see us, because it's just such a special place, and it takes a lot to get the plaque here, but it's well worth it.
So do you throw the plaque in a box and hand it off to FedEx or UPS, or how did the plaque get here?
We actually, everything but the plaque, the stand, the backing, all that stuff is in fact shipped in a box, but we travel, myself and another colleague, Scott Mondor, came out here, and we don't check, obviously you're not going to check that under the plane, we carry that on in a special case, and it was in my hotel room with me last night. I told Joe when I saw him a little bit ago that I did not put him in the bed with me. He was on the floor next to me, but yeah, we don't ever leave it out of our sight. It comes with us everywhere we go.
And it is a great initiative to bring the Hall of Fame to fans, and a great way to promote, hey, get to Cooperstown and check this out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just envision a hallway of just plaques. You've seen it on TV, but we're a three-story museum with 40,000 artifacts and 3 million documents, so many of them pertaining to Twins history. So you can come, and we have a thing called the Starting Nine, where you take a look at nine great things from 87 and 91 and going back to Tony Oliva's career, and even I know next weekend Walter Johnson we're saluting. So I mean there's so many incredible things, and the village itself is just a picturesque time machine that we live in. It's pretty special.
Yeah, and the museum is open beyond Hall of Fame weekend. If you can't make it out there, I've heard it's very nice in the autumn in Cooperstown.
Yes, oh man, the colors are perfection. We're actually open 362 days a year. I don't think that most people realize that, but when the season ends, come on out. You guys know how to deal with winter out here, so it doesn't scare all of you that we get some snow. It's amazing. You can sometimes have the whole place to yourself and your family. There might be 10 families on a February day in Cooperstown at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I've got to make the trip sooner than later.
Take it off your bucket list, put it on your to-do list, because so many people say, this is on my bucket list, we got to make sure we get people there. And it's really, you can still, even if you've never been, you can still support the Hall of Fame as a member, become a member and get our magazine. Or I think most people think we're run by MLB. We're actually our own separate nonprofit that we're running. It's preserving the history of the game. Pretty special.
It is a beautiful spot. Well, Josh, good to meet you. Thanks so much for stopping by. And I know you have a role in the pregame ceremony. Enjoy your time in Minneapolis and Target Field.
Thanks for always being such good hosts.
There he is, Josh Rawich, president of the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. And a big thanks to Miller Marine and Power Lawn sponsoring our coverage of Joe Mauer night here at Target Field. We have the lineup card just moments away. Big thanks to all our guests. And, of course, big thanks to our producer, Jonathan Lowe. A phenomenal job in the studios downtown. Twins and Sox, Joe Mauer night coming up here on CCO.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.